Last week, the Ann Arbor Pioneer High School football team went across town to play longtime rival Ann Arbor Huron. It wasn't the players' performance during the game that made the news, however, but the coach's behavior afterward. And the news wasn't good. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubakin. Ann Arbor Pioneer came into the annual rivalry with Ann Arbor Huron, sporting a solid 4-3 record and a really good chance to make the playoffs. Huron had not won a game all year and was simply playing out the season. The only stakes here were bragging rights, and even those weren't much in question. With a minute left, Pioneer enjoyed an impressive 35-6 lead. At that point, it's customary for the winning coach to tell his team to run out the clock by taking a knee instead of trying to score again. But Pioneer threw a pass, and then another, one of them to the end zone, in a clear display of poor sportsmanship. That was the Knights' first mistake. This made Huron head coach Corey Gildersleeve apoplectic, yelling across the field to his counterpart, Pioneer head coach Paul Test, to knock it off. That was the second mistake made by the men that night. If your team is getting crushed and you're the head coach, you don't worry about the other guys. You get your team to the locker room and start working to get better. The game ended and the players had no problem shaking hands and saying good luck, but not the head coaches. At midfield, Gildersleeve started pointing his finger and yelling at Paul Test, a coach I've known and admired for many years. Test told Gildersleeve he did not call those plays, and that was the third mistake. That answer simply doesn't fly. When you're the head coach, you're responsible for everything that your coaches and players do, and that certainly includes the plays your staff calls. It turns out Pioneer head coach Paul Test has got a history of running up the score and leaving bad feelings behind. Just ask Dexter, which Pioneer beat 69-0 this year. After the game, Pioneer's players put one of their assistant coaches, who had been let go as Dexter's head coach the year before, on their shoulders and marched him right in front of the Dexter bench, as if to ask, "How do you like me now?" Dexter's answer, "Not very much, thank you," but no fights broke out. The Huron Pioneer game would have ended with some hard feelings too, but nothing more, until an unnamed Pioneer coach saw the two head coaches arguing, broke from the handshake line, and ran up to Huron's head coach. It's still not clear whether he pushed Gildersleeve or actually punched him, but there's no question he made physical contact. A Pioneer player pulled his coach away, but the coach jumped right back in, and just like that, a bench-clearing brawl broke out. Call those mistakes 4 and 5. That's the bad news. The good news is just about everything else that followed. No students rushed the field. The players, with only a few exceptions, were trying to break things up. The school's athletic directors, both women, bravely jumped into the middle and helped end the melee. Since then, everybody has apologized, and both teams' captains have met to mend the fences. Both head coaches received 2-game suspensions, one from the state and one from the district. A few players will also be suspended for their roles in the brawl for the next game, which, for the Pioneers, could be very costly as they push for the playoffs. Perhaps most important, the offending Pioneer assistant coach, who seems to have absolutely no idea what high school sports are supposed to teach, has been fired. Good. But when I take a step back, I'm struck most by who started it and who ended it. I can only hope that the men who run these teams start acting more like the women who supervise them and the teenagers who play for them. On Friday night, it was women and children first. The men finished last.